It all started with having some symptoms of stress. That was grinding my teeth and having insomnia. I leaned on my coping mechanisms, which actually affected the stress response, eating junk food and alcohol.
You sought out the help of doctors, but what convinced you to go on your own?
Well, all the time I was under the supervision of doctors, but after putting my faith in the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and admitting myself into a clinic to understand as much as I could about addictions, stress, depression, anxiety, guilt, anger, our coping mechanisms that we lean on when we're feeling most stressed and vulnerable.
You've come up with what you call the lifestyle solution. It includes 9 steps. And some, like sleep, exercise, and nutrition, would seem to be common sense steps to take. But the first step, you say, is to take charge?
Yes. In taking charge, you need to realize that if you've got any of the symptoms of stress and the medication that you're taking or whatever you're doing at the moment, it is still there. It's not going away. That means you're living in the Band-Aid world. You're looking at the symptoms, and you're not looking at the root cause. And you'll just go into that holding pattern until you develop more serious conditions like I did.
Next, you say kick your bad habits. Like what?
According to the Mental Health America survey, 45% of us wonderful Americans eat to cope with stress. And 42% of us rely on alcohol, drugs, and smoking. And the remainder is made up of gambling, sex, and even addiction to the internet.
Of course, the key is you have to recognize it as a bad habit to begin with.
What you have to realize is that when you are under stress, you are normally reaching for destructive coping mechanisms, I call them. That's your crutches that you lean on when you're feeling most stressed and vulnerable.
Learn to say no.
Well, we live in a pretty bullying sort of a world now. Whether we're trying to satisfy our boss or satisfy our spouse or our friends, the boundaries of saying no are blurred now.
So whatever it is that's making you unhappy.
Yes, you have to be more vocal and stand up, because other people might not feel stressed the way you do to certain situations. It is no good allowing the world to bully you around, because that'll make you a very unhappy person and you'll be relying on more destructive coping mechanisms to just deal with the challenges and stresses of your life.
With this lifestyle solution, are you saying you should avoid doctors, or are you saying with them or without them, you need to be proactive about your health?
I feel that whether you are on medication or not, if you've got any of the warning signs of stress, you need to have an awareness. Unchecked stress has real consequences. So prevention's a key. Prevention from allowing your stress level to go to the next level before it could be out of control